This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couple of things from football before we get to Derek Carr. Adam Schein on Sirius XM. One of so many to chime in on the Shedeur Sanders draft pick by the Browns. Now, in this specific case, he is just baffled as to why the Browns chose him after already taking a quarterback.
I mean, did Paul DePodesta's computer spit this one out? Like kind of what happened with Carson Wentz years ago? They didn't want to draft a fat catcher like he did in Moneyball? I mean, was this the homeless man who told Jimmy Haslam, take Johnny Manziel, save the city? Is that what transpired?
So a lot of confusion, as you can imagine. And a lot of people chiming in on this whole thing in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that there's a chance that he's on a different team when the season starts.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those guys got to go.
There's a chance he could be starting on opening weekend.
That too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's less of a chance, but
I don't know, man. Just go in there and compete your ass off, keep your head down, be a good teammate, and see if you can make it. I mean, that's what Tom Brady did. That's what Brock Purdy did. You know, injuries happen, especially to older quarterbacks. You never know when the opportunity is going to present itself. The one thing I will say, this kid, Dylan Gabriel, he can really throw the ball. I mean, he's got a really good arm.
Yeah, well, I mean, you love the lefties. That's what it comes down to. I mean, you overrate these lefties like you wouldn't believe.
Did I overrate Michael Penix?
Well, I don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Dylan Gabriel, I see a little bit of Steve Young.
Well, because he's lefty?
He's a little bit shorter. He moves well.
Yeah.
And he's highly accurate.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of? Is Boomer Esiason. No. Lefty quarterback. Maybe a little shorter.
A lot shorter.
But he can move. Good with the play action.
Yeah.
Leadership qualities.
Maybe.
You know? He's a little more mature than Boomer was when he came out.
Kind of looks like Tua a little bit.
Yeah, like Tua, who's also a lefty.
He's also a lefty.
Yeah, a little bit like, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Whatever.
Kenny Stabler. Man. Yeah, another one. You can really see it in there.
I think more Mark Brunell myself.
Okay, fair.
No one's going to say Michael Vick?
No.
Definitely not.
One Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Saints quarterback Derek Carr was speaking at a church in Las Vegas. I don't know why. I don't know if he does this often. I don't know if he still lives there, having been a Raider back in. I don't know.
He's a religious guy, and he still lives there.
He is a religious guy, yes. Yeah. Here he was, and maybe this is part of the sermon in terms of, well, all the outside noise. He's addressing people that doubt his health.
I hate that I have to say this, but I have to say this. Yes, I have a shoulder injury, despite what ESPN says, and what some lady on a podcast might think. Okay. I have an MRI report to prove it. The team knows about it. We've been in constant communication. There's nothing wrong. We're figuring it out, and we're going to go forward with that. Is that okay?
So he's using football, I guess, to get to his point.
Who's the lady on the podcast?
Is that Diana Rossini? Maybe. I mean, she seems to be the most, I would think, one of the most popular football ladies in podcasts. Right?
Lady on a podcast.
I would think.
Despite what some lady on a podcast says.
Here he is, annoyed about all the misinformation.
I've been dealing with this, and I've been dealing with people lying about me. I've been dealing with them saying this and that. And I'm like, Lord, why do I have to continue to deal with this nonsense? Like, what is going on? And I say that to preface with, you never know what someone's really going through.
That is true. And here is where he starts to talk about society really being nothing more than hypocrites and liars.
Oh, hey,
well, that's a bar.
That's my Jerry line. Back in church now.
That's my line, but yeah. He is talking about society being a bunch of critics.
Why do we continually try to attack people? And I would say attack people that are trying to do things maybe the right way. Why do we always have to have an opinion? Why do we always, Twitter and Instagram has ruined things for some people. Because now all these people think that they have voices that have to be heard. It's like some people's voices don't need to be heard right now.
My man. this is a guy who's made $195 million in his career and is upset that Diana Rossini said that he might have a hurt shoulder on a podcast so he can do a sermon on how you don't really know what people are going through.
And it's Diana Racine.
And is complaining to God.
Yeah, Lord, why do I have to deal with all this Twitter and Instagram? I said, Lord, how do you think get me away from TikTok.
How do you think that would have went over as a Jet quarterback?
Oh, my God. He'd be roasted on a spit.
I mean, he went to the right place. I mean, you know, when he was a free agent and he selected the Saints, it hasn't gone well for him there, but he certainly selected the right place.
And lastly, I like this one. Our opinions are pointless.
Not one of our opinions in here matters. Did you know that? The only opinion that matters is that text right there. It is the word of God. And everything must bow at that.
None of these opinions matter that I just brought up to you that I'm annoyed about and have to get off my chest. They don't matter at all. Like the guy on ESPN that said something or Diana Rossini about my shoulder. No, they don't matter at all. But I bring them up here with a microphone in my hand in a giant church. But they don't get to me. They don't bother me. Lord. Hello.
But what's really important is this 2,000-year-old work of fiction.
Here comes Eddie.
Oh, here we go.
Scazzeri from three.
Oh, Jesus.
Very quick, Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, would you be more surprised if Shedeur Sanders started this year or if CeeLo got hired full-time?
Yeah, definitely if CeeLo got hired full-time. That's been going on for a long time now. Like Shedeur, there were some people who, like Mel Kiper, had rated him higher. So I think
that
definitely
is not right.
The CeeLo thing would be shocking.
CeeLo gone to church in front of a congregation and talked about this
yet? I don't know,
yet?
But maybe Sunday he will.
Maybe he will. He'll be with me on Sunday.
Lord, how does Andrew Bogus have a full-time job?
Byborough Bike Tour.
That's
this coming Sunday.
Wow.
Good luck. I'm sure they're all working out, getting ready for it.
I don't know that he is.
Yes, I'm saying.
To be honest. Now, he does do some biking, and I believe he jogs. So yes. I think he feels like he's in shape.
He may pull a zoo and pull off about a mile in.
No, at the end of the day, he raised money. He shows up all
That's 100%.
He was cocky, though, the other day. Yeah. If you heard him, I did 10 miles, no problem, the other day. So I think I'll be fine. So I was like, oh, okay.
The problem isn't the biking of 10 miles. It's the up and down nature of the biking, I would think, right?
Yeah, well, it's the 59th Street Bridge and it's the Verrazano Bridge.
Right.
The other thing that's underrated about this, I've said this many times, is when you pick up speed going downhill when you're not used to that, if you're not someone who's on these bikes, especially how light of a bike that I was on, the Cannondale, which is an awesome bike, and you start flying like that down the thing, you're
like, is that the bike Pat Boyle's getting?
It is, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that guy's like a real athlete, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if he's not biking often and all of a sudden he's doing 40 miles an hour down the Verrazano Bridge.
Oh, this is one of the most embarrassing videos of my life.
Why is that?
Well, it's 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's a little missed time. That's why, right there. That guy flying by me. That's why it's embarrassing. But I made it. I didn't stop.
Good job.
That more embarrassing or having a woman probably around 70 years old.
Oh, that happened too.
When a jog is, it happened to me.
Oh, that's right.
In that mini triathlon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, we took a picture here. That's right. Yeah,
We had the mini triathlon out in Islip.
Yes. In the Great South Bay.
Yes.
Yeah. I was the last one out of the water.
Mary's supposed to swim a half a mile.
Yeah.
And Craig swam like an eighth
he
of a
cheated.
Mile. Yeah, he swam.
He
about
cut
an
off
eighth
all
of
the
mile.
Buoys to yeah. beat me.
Yes.
And I was, I think, the last one out. But worse than that was the 70-year-old woman who finished ahead of me. It was so pathetic. Oh, man.